With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A pickup in consumer spending and a surge in exports get the credit for fueling economic growth in the third quarter. The U.S. economy expanded at a 2.8% annual clip July through September.
The Commerce Department reported the growth in the U.S. gross domestic product slowed from the April to July rate of 3%. But the GDP report still showed that the American economy is proving surprisingly durable. Growth has topped 2% for 8 of the last 9 quarters.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The ceasefire agreed to by Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon has taken effect, and so far, it's been holding up.
Prior to the ceasefire going into effect, residents of Beirut and its southern suburbs endured the most intense day of Israeli strikes since the war began nearly 14 months ago. Hezbollah also fired rockets into Israel, triggering air raid sirens across the country's north. The Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire marks the first step towards ending the region-wide unrest triggered by Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7, 2023. But it does not address the devastating war in Gaza. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNNews.com, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a so-called bathroom bill. It requires public and private schools to designate separate bathrooms, locker rooms, and overnight accommodations for the exclusive use of either males or females based on one's gender assigned at or near birth. The mayor of one Maryland city catching flack from some constituents are proposing the use of taxpayer money to pay for legal services for illegal aliens. Frederick Mayor Michael O'Connor's plan could undermine federal enforcement of immigration law. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 53 points. This is SRN News. Iowa's heartbeat law is working.
According to the Guttmacher Institute, there have been about 40% fewer abortions in the state since the institution of a measure that bars abortion after an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. Meanwhile, in South Carolina, a similar statute has resulted in an 80% decline in abortions. Since the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade, abortion has been left to the states, allowing pro-life states and pro-abortion states to go their separate ways. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Walmart, the world's largest retailer, is rolling back its diversity, equality, and inclusion policies, joining a growing list of major corporations that have done the same after an outcry by customers. The changes are sweeping and include everything from not renewing a 5-year commitment for a so-called equity racial center set up in 2020 to pulling out of a prominent gay rights index. Other major firms that have abandoned the woke capitalism movement include Ford, Target, and Lowe's. SRN News. For years, U.S. authorities and fishermen have complained about illegal fishing for red snapper in the Gulf of Mexico.
Now it's clear who's behind the lucrative trade, a Mexican drug cartel. The Treasury Department announced sanctions Tuesday against members of the Gulf drug cartel based on the border cities of Reynosa and Matamoros. The department says the cartel used fishing boats to combine the businesses of drug and migrant smuggling. Along the way, the boats caught tons of red snapper, a commercially valuable but vulnerable species. Keith Peters reporting.
A Massachusetts man who spent 27 years in jail for a murder he claims he did not commit has been awarded $13 million by a jury. Michael Sullivan was convicted of murder and armed robbery in 1987, but the 64-year-old was released in 2013 after DNA evidence raised questions about his involvement in the murder. More details at SRNNews.com.